This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
It's the Hoffman Show. We're on the team 980. My headphones just get really low. I was like, I can't hear myself. It's because I apparently turned down my headphones. A radio professional. Speaking of radio professionals, Chris Russell is with us. What's up, Rooster?
I don't know about that, but I'm with you.
Chris, I know it's not much, but do you get paid?
I do, yes.
Okay, then you are by definition
and you are correct about your assumption.
Look, I can't imagine our numbers are terribly different, yeah. And we'll just leave that there. We are both by definition professionals because...
Yes.
We get paid.
Yes.
That is what it means to be professional, at least in the definitional sense. It's the light. I looked terrible.
Yeah.
I got the new haircut. I got to make sure I look as good as possible on the YouTube stream, you know?
No, you look fine. You look
dandy.
Thank you.
So I don't want to put words in your mouth, so I want to make sure we start off from the correct point here. You were going on X and on, I refuse to call it X, Twitter, and I'm assuming you talked about the show as well, about Zach Ertz and his importance re-signing, and this thought was spawned in some way by the Travis Kelce news, which may or may not be relevant, but what's the baseline that we're operating for that ultimately lands with the thing I want to talk to you about, which is Zach Ertz the most important incumbent free agent for Adam Peters to resign?
So, I mean, I use the Kelce thing as a springboard because he's undecided, right? And
because you're a radio professional and that's what we do.
Yeah, and so, you know, you take a newsy item and then you localize it, right? So that's what I tried to do. And, you know, and at first, before I double-checked, I thought maybe Andy Reid and Zach Ertz had crossed by a year, and I was like, well, if Travis Kelce retires, maybe that might be a spot that Washington would perhaps have some competition for in terms of Zach Ertz. But then I said, overall, I said, regardless of that, and they did not cross, they missed each other by a year. I said, regardless of that, to me, Zach Ertz, his presence, even at 34, for him to play 17 regular season games, which he had not done in two seasons combined, the previous two preseason or regular seasons, and then to play all three postseason games. And sure, he got knocked around a couple of times, but he made some huge, huge catches. We all know this. Down the stretch, second half, red zone, just a reliable third down, everything. I mean, everybody
fourth
knows,
downs,
right?
By the way, too.
Absolutely.
Like, I think he was literally the leading receiver in the NFL on fourth downs this year.
Correct. And a couple of them on that first drive in Philadelphia in the NFC Championship game. I said, look, I understand he's not likely to be 17, 20 game healthy again next year. I understand injuries happen. I understand he's 34. But on this team and this offense, Craig, and I think you'll agree, he's pretty damn important when you have four receivers that are free agents. And even if you bring a couple of them back, you still don't have a true number 1A or 2. And I'm not saying Zach Ertz is that, but you need that because you don't know where Ben Sinnott is. And John Bates is a free agent.
Right. So I would say a couple things. First, just on the health front, Logan and I got the chance to talk to Zach for a podcast in August, sometime. Actually, I think it was July. I think it was right before training camp, like the week before. I think he had like just reported, but they hadn't actually opened camp. Anyway, the point is, we talked to him, and I, you know, asked him, how you feeling, whole deal. And he's like, honestly, man, like, this is the best I've felt in years, because unlike the previous couple of seasons where he did not play full seasons, those compound. If you finish, because it's not, it's like, when did you get hurt? And he finished seasons hurt, meaning he had to spend part of his offseason rehabbing, not actually really preparing for the season. You're just trying to get back to a baseline, and he didn't really get to where he wanted to be. Nevertheless, could he get any better or add something to his game or polish something that needed polish? It was just, can I get healthy enough to be on the field? And he entered last offseason healthy, and he's like, this is a game changer. And sure enough, he goes to play 17 games. And I would say that's relevant for not only Zach Ertz, as you think about him going into this season. He finished the season healthy. Excellent. You have a full offseason. But when I think about, so, you know, how do we apply that concept to other people that are potentially available? Cooper Kupp is healthy. Cooper Kupp has not finished a lot of seasons healthy as of late. And he has had a couple seasons that look like Zach Ertz's prior couple seasons. So is he going to be prime Cooper Kupp for the Rams or for whoever the Rams trade him to, whether that's the Commanders or not? Certainly not. But could he play a lot more games because he has finished a season healthy? Yes. Is that something that impacts how I feel about potentially getting Cooper Kupp? Sure as you know what does. And I think that a guy like Kupp, I bring up not just for the injury coincidentally or coincidence, but I think they need someone in the Zach Ertz role. And it's got to be a vet, and it's got to be someone Jaden's going to trust. And there is no one better to fill the Zach Ertz role than Zach Ertz. I agree with you. If you don't get it, you need someone who's going to be able to win one-on-one matchups over the middle of the field, reliably get open. Kupp is certainly a guy that can do that. There's probably a couple other guys available if I looked at a list. But I think that, like, if it ain't broke, don't fix it. And Zach Ertz does not seem to be broken.
Yeah, and I had mentioned on the show, I said you could do a much better job breaking down all the different routes and whatnot that, you know,
it's not that hard. He runs in routes, he runs out routes,
sit downs, you know, whatever.
Seven, yeah, right. He's got a great feel for space. Like, it really is not that hard.
I know people are going to say he falls down right after the catch. I know people are going to, and some of the metrics, obviously, I can't ignore. It's not like he's taking off and he's Tony Gonzalez or Antonio Gates in his prime or
27-year-old Zach Ertz.
Exactly. But he's reliable. I understand he had a couple of drops. I got it. I understand he fell short of the sticks against the Steelers. I got it. I understand that. This team would not have made it to the NFC Championship game without Zach Ertz, period.
No.
Period. And Jaden Daniels would not be as good. And this is not to criticize Jaden Daniels. He would not be as good without Zach Ertz, period.
He would not have had the rookie season he had because he had a reliable target and, you know, the ability to extend drives and all of those things. And there's a reason that he was their number one go-to guy on fourth down, and he led the NFL in the fourth down receiving. I think the other side of this equation, like the big question for me on some level with Zach is like, okay, well, is he then in Ben Sinnott's way, and what does that mean? And I just don't get the sense with how the season went that like they're obviously high enough they took him as a second rounder. I wonder if they already have any kind of regrets. That's like too strong, but I don't know what the other word would be about that. Because if a guy's a second round pick, shouldn't his role theoretically expand throughout the season?
You would think.
And they would, you find, if a guy is killing it in practice and he's as talented from a physical standpoint as Ben Sinnott, you find ways. I know people are like, oh, he just got Ertz. He got, you know, he wound up behind a better player. The sport's too hard to be like, oh, well, we'll just throw guys out there.
Right.
Like, you're always looking for an advantage. These guys are cutthroat. And I think that if Ben Sinnott had shown more to them in practice, in meetings, in whatever, I don't know where in that equation there's something missing, but it's very clear to me that something was missing. Now, being a rookie in the NFL is hard. He could come back next year and be perfectly fine. And if that's the case and they feel confident in that with the offseason or their end of season conversation, then you have to be wary of not blocking his development and opportunities. But again, I don't know that that's the case. I would probably think about bringing back Bates as a blocker, Ertz, and then you go from there. And if you have four tight ends for next year and Sinnott, I'm not saying you're going to cut Ben Sinnott by any stretch of the imagination, but like bring in another guy who's got that skill set that Sinnott has to compete with him, a stretch the field type of tight end.
Right.
Like that is something that would not surprise me. And I think if something like that happens, draft or free agency, that tells you a lot about where they feel that he is.
Yeah, and to me, I would bring back Ertz and Bates as well. And kind of like thinking about you, I had to do a free agency preview for Command Post Magazine, which is a Rick Snyder-run production available via subscription. And I was like, well, look, I mean, there's not a lot of sexy names on the list, but I'm not spending a lot of money at the tight end position to improve that unless Bates and Ertz price themselves out, which I don't think is going to happen.
Probably
now,
not.
The one thing
maybe
that
one of them does. Like, yeah. Maybe Bates gets a sweet deal from somebody and you're like, look, you're an awesome blocking tight end, but like we can't spend that much.
Right.
And it depends on, because the other thing is, I don't know which role Sinnott fits more into. Is he more, because like he doesn't have the quickness of, like he's a different kind of tight end from both of them.
Right.
He is the guy that will get up the seam and stretch the field. Like he's a long strider, but he's not necessarily the guy that's going to win with quickness in the short area and like be that reliable, you know, pass catching tight end on third and seven that gets you eight. And this is, by the way, a loaded, not free agent class, but draft class at tight end.
Right.
So that's a funky equation to try to solve as
what
well.
What they tried to do when they drafted Cole Turner in the early part of the fifth round, what, 3 years ago?
I think so.
Grabbing somebody with athletic traits like that, that's primarily maybe, assuming that you get Bates and Ertz back along with Sinnott, and don't forget Colson Yankoff, obviously, can develop too. We'll see about that. But if you can find somebody in the fifth, sixth, seventh round area that has those athletic traits that maybe you can develop in a good offense, in a better system, what have you, with plenty of protection around him, and obviously a better quarterback situation than you know maybe Cole Turner had to deal with. If you can do that, that's ideally what I would like to do. I'm not spending a lot of money outside of trying to retain Bates and Ertz. And if you ask me, you know, listen, it came up on the show. I don't know if you want to get in here. You know, like to me, I said the top three guys ideally that I would like to retain from this free agent class of the Commanders back to the Commanders this year is Ertz, Bobby Wagner, Jeremy Chinn. You can number them however you want. I haven't really exactly prioritized them. And Tressway would be like 3B or whatever. So those are the guys. And maybe I'm wrong. Maybe somebody will, you know, maybe Adam Peters will say it differently. Maybe the market will make that decision for them. I mean, obviously, I'm not going crazy on a 3-year deal with Zach Ertz for, you know, $7-8 million a year. I mean, we're not talking that. We're talking maybe a 1-year deal with an option year or a second year as a dummy year or what have you for a reasonable amount of money. I don't know what's reasonable. $5-6 million, somewhere in that range?
Yeah, probably. Five is the number I had in my head, but we'll see. Like, I also don't know that I'd let $1 million get in the way of me and my quarterback's best friend last season. Our second best friend, if you want to say Terry was first.
Yeah.
Certainly is that, his number one safety blanket.
Is that crazy what I said about the free agent retaining group?
No, I think those are the three guys I think I have targeted. But, Chris, you have, because you're a radio professional, actually led us directly into our next segment, which is where I'm going to open up the phones at 301-230-0980. Again, 301-230-0980. That is exactly the question that we are asking. Ooh. Like, who is your top person? And you know, I'm going to say before I give my final answer, there might be someone I'm forgetting about. I'm sure if that's the case, the callers will let me know. I'm sure they'll do it very gently. That's the nature of things.
Sure.
I know they're very, very gentle with you as well.
Oh, yes. Very.
So we're going to take your calls at 301-230-0980. Next, Chris, thank you, sir, for sticking around.
Thank you, Craig. Appreciate you.
The Chris Russell Show is 1-4 here on the Team 980. Check him out tomorrow. If you want more Chris Russell right now, I guess I won't get too offended, but the podcast is available. All right, we'll be back with your calls next.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest, over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that.
Yeah.
No hassle.
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
What's up, NBA fans? It's Danny Green here. For those who want an inside look at the league through the eyes of a three-time champion, check out my podcast, Inside the Green Room. New episodes drop every week. Be sure to subscribe to Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.